This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NECUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look who we have in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh, we're in the midst of an award winner here. Tony Patel from Origins. Tony, how are you, sir?
Great. Yeah.
Good.
Good to see you, Mike.
Glad to hear. Good to see you as well. And congratulations on the big award this morning. You guys, Origins got CUSO of the Year Award. Congratulations. Yeah. Well done. Thank you.
It was nice. A great honor.
Yeah, no doubt. So share with me, how does it feel to be an award winner? And, you know, the whole crew at Origins, I'm sure they are beaming as well. So share with me, how does it feel?
Well, you know, it feels great. I think our whole team knows that this was our best year we ever had.
That's
in
what
our
you're saying.
Company, yeah. So it was a good year to get an award, right? When you do stuff like that, but we felt good about what we did with our credit unions as well as our auto dealers last year as customer base, and how we were able to help credit unions make a lot of loans, mm-hmm. and help dealers sell a lot of cars.
Yep.
I think that was the success points.
Yeah, no doubt. I think this is the second time you guys won. You guys?
We did. We won in, I think, 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll go back in the archives and check that. So,
yeah, for sure.
So, hey, you know, you guys have been around, obviously, for nearly 30 years. You pointed that out on stage. And then Origins, you guys have sparked a change in the credit union industry. And so what does that mean to be distinguished as a leader in the industry, especially in your neck of the woods, as far as the lending, auto lending and mortgage lending as well?
Yeah, you know, when we say a leader, I think what we are good at is we bring credit unions together to get good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get them from credit unions,
right,
just like we,
right.
You know, we come up with them too. But I mean, we have conversations with our biggest clients and our advisory group to say, hey, is this a good idea, mm-hmm. to go down, you know, to look at it, this new opportunity and vet it with them,
yeah.
You know? So, as I said on stage too, we go as credit unions go. I mean, we are all about, you know, the success of credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
If we can help them be successful, we will be successful.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, I think that's the sign of any great company is when you listen to your audience, basically, or
yeah.
You listen to your customers, or credit unions in this case, so,
yeah.
And get that direct feedback from them on
yeah.
how you guys can better serve them. So
exactly.
It's a two-way street for sure.
Exactly. And sometimes we do come up with stuff that, you know, they haven't thought of,
yeah.
And we just vet it with them too, which is a great way to be able to, you know, think through good ideas,
mm-hmm.
or new ideas.
Yeah, indeed. And I loved how you kind of stepped back into history and you talked about the dumb terminals in
yeah,
the
yeah.
dealers and stuff, and
yeah.
like, oh, there's Wells Fargo and there's B of A. Hey, where's the credit unions, you know? So
yeah.
I love that aspect of that little history lesson that you gave us there. That was
yeah.
really cool.
That was the genesis of the whole thing. Yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Cool. And you were at the California League at the time, right?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I was at the Trade Association, and, you know, my boss at the time, Dave Chatfield, said, hey, how can we help credit unions make more auto loans? And
mm-hmm.
we looked around the country and found what Golden One was doing. Golden One was very innovative. They, in fact, had three patents on this process of setting up these dumb terminals. And what was really new about it
yeah.
was it would fax the approvals back to the credit unions, and it was a faxing back and forth.
That's hilarious.
That was, and there's three patents on that with Diana Dykstra's name on it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Wow. Oh,
yep.
Gosh. Who would have thought faxing was so, I mean, I remember when faxing was everything back
yep.
in the day, so now it's, well, it had its time.
It still happens.
Time.
Dealers
it
still
does.
Do faxing.
I hear you.
Believe it or not.
I hear you. Hey, so you've kind of been there from the beginning at Origins, and so what's your proudest achievement that you've made for the credit union movement? Maybe personally, and then also originsly as well, if that's a word we can use.
You know, I'm really proud of the fact that we've been able to help credit unions make loans. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's just the basic, you know, we're close to $500 billion, you know, since we started
that's
this.
That's amazing.
And we did $78 billion last year, so
mm-hmm.
that it's building, too, every year, you know, $56 billion the year before, $44 billion the year before that.
Yeah.
So we're getting good momentum
mm-hmm.
with our network and how we're able to help them, you know, do this. And
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, it's that, and then just trying to come up with ways. We're using AI and a lot of different tools now to help, you know, automate things, you
mm-hmm.
know, using
mm-hmm.
using automated document processing automation, so there isn't a lot of manual work
right.
that will be left in indirect lending. So that's, you know, there's just little innovative things that we're doing along the way mm-hmm. that I think it's just evolution, I think, from a standpoint of a company.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it just incrementally gets better and better and better over the years. So, yeah, and one day it'll be like, I see that car, I'm going to press a button, and it's going to be mine.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
We're almost there now.
I know, yeah, I know. We are very close to that, for sure. Hey, I also spoke with Phil Dupree yesterday and about the activity that's going on at Origins these days. A lot of activity, Tony. You guys are doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys have a lot going on, obviously. So anything new or exciting that you want to share with us? Because I know your big conference is coming up, too.
It is, yeah. That's probably the biggest thing. Okay. We have it's back here in Vegas at the Cosmopolitan, May 31st to June 2nd.
Okay.
We have a great lineup of speakers. We just confirmed that Steve Forbes is going to be speaking. And, you know, and this, you know, banking crisis that you could call it right now that's going on, it'll be interesting to hear his perspective on things and how, you know, we're going to get through it all. But it's still, you know, I think credit unions have done a great job of creating confidence from their members. I mean, I'm a member of about six of them, and I think the CEOs have all sent out letters and very good, well thought out letters to really help calm the nerves of their members. Mm-hmm. And but I think he'll be great to talk about where that's going, I guess, and a lot of other things too.
That's worth the price of admission right there. Yeah. Getting on the first flight to Vegas during those days for sure. Good stuff. All right, Tony, anything else to add to wrap up here? I know we could talk all day about auto lending and
it was a very big honor for DACUSO to give us this award, and we feel, you know, fortunate.
Yeah. Well deserved. All right, Tony, well, I'm gonna let you get going because I know you have a busy schedule here, and always a pleasure talking to you, and I always appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there at Origins. All righty.
All right.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You,
all right, Tony. All right. Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.